6:13 here on Hill Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. We are live and local here in the studio this hour with local music to go with the local news. And we are joined in the studio by a special guest, Angela Winter, Carrboro resident, who has just released her debut album, Hollow. And you just heard Changeling, the first track off of that album, which is terrific. AngelaWinter.com is the website. Thank you so much for being here in the studio. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful. And I'm pleased to be here.
So tell us about the album. First one that you've released. It just came out, right?
It just came out, end of September.
End of September,
yeah,
right?
Just had the release show at the station in Carrboro, which
awesome.
Went really well. My friend Daniel here joined me on guitar for that show, and we had some wonderful local musicians there as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So we should mention Daniel Fields is also here on guitar, so you'll be hearing him too. How did the album come together? So I was listening to it, and it's got this really, really cool, kind of innovative, unique sound. And I was trying to piece together in my head, like, what does this sound like? And then I looked at some of the things that had been said about it, and someone described it as an apocalyptic Renaissance festival. I'm like, yep, that's it right there.
You.
That's exactly right. That was what I was like. It's a Renaissance fair,
yeah.
But it's not quite. There's something kind of twisty
there's
about it, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. The lodestar that I used when I was writing the album was a line from a Wallace Stevens poem, Sunday Morning, and the line is, "Death is the mother of beauty, for unto her alone shall come fulfillment to our dreams and our desires." So the whole beauty and death theme was, you know, really letting go and the beauty that can come from that, which is something in this culture that I think we all kind of resist sometimes. But I think it is important to think about.
Does the sound come out of the theme, or does the theme come out of the sound?
I think that the songs themselves, the melodies presented themselves to me first, and I sort of wrote my way word-wise out from there. And then my producer, Tim Carlos, who plays a lot of instruments on the album, mostly guitars, but some mellotron and other things, he does a lot of film scoring, and so a lot of his creativity poured into enriching the sound and just making it what it is. So
super cool. So how did the whole album come together? You wrote the songs, you reached out to people, it came together. How did it all work?
As far as logistically?
Yeah, yeah.
Very slowly.
Yeah.
It took me, I left a full-time dream job in magazine publishing to kind of make time to do this.
Oh,
I used to work at The Sun as associate publisher.
Right.
And so I needed really the time to do it. So I kind of went on this little shamanic journey and kind of got my insides sorted. And then about the time I did that, a friend showed up, a very dear friend, with a loan to help me get this funded. So I found my producer and I found my instrumentalists, and we just sort of, it took about a year to put together top to tail.
So what was that moment like where you're working at The Sun and you've got this inspiration, and there's got to be a day when you say, okay, I'm going to do this. What was that day like?
It was awful and wonderful. I mean, I love The Sun and I love my colleagues and I love the mission. And also I knew that despite the fact that I had ended up in a dream situation, I wasn't doing the music that I was called to do and had put aside for so many years. And I thought, you know, it's kind of late to be upending your life and trying to do something completely new. And also I knew it was absolutely necessary. So I just sort of threw myself into the hands of spirit and said, you know, let's do this.
Had you felt that pull all
your life?
A
long time, but I had set it aside, music, a long time ago. And I realized, finally, I just couldn't set it aside any longer.
So when you left, when you started working on the album, had you written the songs already? It was just like jumping in head first.
I didn't even know how to play an instrument.
Oh,
wow. I don't know music theory. I'm kind of feral. I have these melodies come to me. I've been a writer, a professional writer for a long time, but not musically. So I had to have time to train up and figure out how to do this.
So in the process of doing that, you're teaching yourself, or you're teaching yourself how to play, or?
I had some teachers.
Okay.
And also teaching myself, because the way I ended up playing this is very specific to me.
Mm-hmm. And you were using a ukulele on Changeling.
Yeah.
Is that your instrument?
That is. I mean, I didn't intend for it to be, but mm-hmm. I needed something simple that I could learn quickly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So the album just came out, so it might be premature to ask, but what has the reaction been to it? What was it like at the station? What have you heard?
The reaction has been really favorable. Mm-hmm. People talking about its beauty and being sort of surprised by how unusual it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, I would love to hear what people think, you know. But it's been favorable response so far.
Awesome. And again, if you're listening out there, you want more, AngelaWinter.com is the website. You can get more information. You can get more info about Hollow. You can buy the album, get the songs online as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all on there. So let's hear some more. What else are you going to play for us?
Okay, this next song is called Abscission. It's a fall song.
All right, take it away.
Gone are the days when we were together in a time evergreen. Gone are the nights barely spent in slumber, stars so
awesome. Angela Winter with Obsession. That is off of Hollow. Again, AngelaWinter.com is the website for more information about the album, the music, and much more. We'll be back with Angela Winter and Daniel Fields on the other side of the break. 6:23 here on the Hill.